evidence based on research and studies that shows that communities with high particulate matter pollution and other sorts of pollution are suffering disproportionately from COVID, which isn't surprising because the health of these communities has been jeopardized. There's respiratory health in particular. So it's no surprise that, together with other socioeconomic factors, COVID, would have this very severe impact on communities. So, given this landscape and also the public mandate for to redress racial systemic inequities, it was especially frustrating and appalling that that bill did not move forward.